Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Tonight, Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2010. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start a very important series, and I hope you take studious notes. We're going to call this Cooperative Federalism. I think you'll really like it, and we have Dr. Brown to thank for these legal citations, which we're going to go over tonight. He's been a very good author, and myself and another organization got together 2 years ago and published his court case findings as a pamphlet. And I say pamphlet, it's the size of a book as far as width and height and thickness. It's quite thick, too. It's some 75 pages of a very small print, mind you. And we'll be going into those cases and everything, explaining what is cooperative federalism. Most people don't even understand it. It has to do, I would say this series, in fact, goes hand in hand with the history of property rights and federal jurisdiction and delegation of authority and the Veritas exclusives that have been rewritten and updated over the years and posted on the website. We'll be covering the alliances that made the United States via Congress, the federal government, federations outside of America, states of the Union and their rule, separate, distinct, and foreign, public and private law, the very limited authority of federal law, the diversities of citizenship, cooperative federalism delineated, the territories of the states, the importances of personal liberties. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very note-intensive series, so after our first musical break, or during that break, I should say, be sure to get everything you need to take notes. Tonight being part one, and it's a bibliography tonight, because you're going to have a lot of work looking up all these court cases, because you need to have these. So we're going to start there, and then give the substance and the meat of the court cases in the preceding broadcast in this series. Now, if you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. Again, that's 613-733-4324 for the studio in Canada. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to send hate mail, or ask productive questions, or share productive research, inquire about the broadcast. You can email me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, I've been on the road basically nonstop, it seems like, for the last month, speaking, doing prepping for court battles for county supremacy and state supremacy. And you're going to see a lot going on in the western states, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest you keep your eye on the west, because the west is about to go western, as some people in authority who are helping me have said and told me, you're going to see more and more of the Western United States sovereignty, just like Utah and Arizona, and several Western states, of course, in the matter of firearms. We can produce them within our state. The ATF has no federal jurisdiction or delegation of authority at all over it. We can carry when we want, where we want, with no licenses. Because a license turns a right into a privilege, ladies and gentlemen. We can decide how the state is going to run our own water, our own mining, our own forestry, our own driving rights and laws. We can control our borders how we want, enter into trade with other states how we want. We can pull eminent domain on properties that the federal government has usurped their jurisdiction and taken control of, as has been done again out here in Utah and Arizona, etc. And you're about to see some major events come down the pike, ladies and gentlemen, as we have educated with the very series on our website, like the Federal Jurisdiction, the Minuteman series, the History of Property Rights, Allodial Titles, Civil Disobedience, and this new series, Cooperative Federalism. And as we've educated sheriffs and county supervisors or commissioners, whatever you have in your particular area where you live, and governors and state fiduciaries. Sometimes it's the state treasurer. Typically it is, depending on your state's how it's ran. But the state fiduciaries are senators at the state level. I could care less what the communists and traitors in Washington, D.C. do. Because if we're going to run this as a proper constitutional republic and restore it fully, they have very limited and very narrow scopes of authority and power and duties. The states and counties are where it's at. Our local control and cooperating and coordination, all those broadcasts. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this ties in intrinsically to those. And remember, we are listener supported. So go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. And there you'll find all these special topical audio MP3 series, DVD presentations, individual broadcasts, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items. And that's a great way for you to support us. And I do have to apologize. I've been doing catch-up. You have to remember this is a one-man show over here in the United States. So that is speaking engagements, research, writing. Just shy of 200 now a day on average, personal replies and correspondences and email, snail mail replies, and order fulfillment, recording, etc., on and on and on, and all just your normal logistics. So I have been behind on orders this last 3 weeks, and today was the last big push and totally caught up on everything. So some of you, like somebody just this morning, bought an MP3 series. Theirs is gone. Somebody 3 weeks ago just got a DVD shipped. I do personally apologize. It's been very, very hectic. But we have no choice, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to push back and push back fully or abdicate and be a slave. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I have already made my decision and know what I'm going to do. Now it's up to you all to get out there and get on board and help and make your own decision. If being active, having a proactive, solution-oriented stance and programming and series and literature and broadcasting and website is not for you, if you want the infotainment that the other hosts out there, many of the other hosts do and even brag about, and that's their own words, then go there and just turn us off right now. We're not for you. But if you want to work for solution-oriented freedom, reestablishing our full republic and constitution and freedoms for everyone, then you're at the right place. Now we just need your help, ladies and gentlemen, and your support. And that's in various ways. You want to put on a speaking engagement in your area? Contact me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Get some people together, get a location, let's do it. Don't sit back and whine and say how busy you are, you can't figure it out or can't do it. A gentleman who's never put on anything like a conference, asked them, why can't you do one back east? I said, we can, and we did it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he had never done anything like that really at all for anything, let alone an Hour of the Time conference. And he simply asked, can you do one back here? I said, yeah, get on it. Here's what we need. And he put on a full-blown conference. Week worth of meals, lodging, classroom aids, outdoor aids, everything that was needed. So you can surely, a lot of you out there, do that. And at least put on a one-day event or speaking engagement. Maybe have a skills training day. Maybe you want to do a lot of survival skills, a group of you, over a 2 or 3 day period. Nobody can do it for you, ladies and gentlemen. So it's time to get busy. And I'm serious about watching the events out west here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot going on at all levels that are important. Governors, state fiduciaries, senators, congressmen, sheriffs, most importantly, county supervisors and commissioners. You're going to see a lot of stuff. And don't believe 9/10 of what the leftist and communist major media tells you. Use your discernment. Use the audio series that we've done, like all the ones we've already mentioned this evening, and this new one we're starting on, for true study and discernment, and you'll know what's going on in reality. Now, tonight, if you'd like to email me directly, hourthetime@hotmail.com, tonight I have a nice little offer. There's a citizen's rule book, as it's called, that's just a little pocket constitution, but with a lot of historical details and court cases and definitions that really adds a lot of vibrancy and life and color, if you will, to the Constitution. So it makes the study a little easy for you. It fits right in your pocket. And it's the one that I personally distribute at speaking engagements and in our property rights group, at meetings, conferences, what have you. I have it in PDF version and have permission to distribute that. It's not as handy, obviously. I carry my pocket one every day, no matter where I go. Camping, it doesn't matter. I got it with me, out in the middle of nowhere. But if you'd like that, email me tonight only, Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2010, at hourthetime@hotmail.com, and just reference Citizen's Rule Book. If you don't reference anything, I'm going to erase your email. I'm not going to try to guess what you wanted. Reference Citizen's Rule Book, and I'll send that to you as an attachment. You'll like the reading. And we also have here some conference updates. The Fall Conference 2010. Some of you were very interested that attended the Pennsylvania Conference or haven't got to attend any in joining us in Arizona. Well, we filled up last October for this October in 12 hours. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that things change over months, and I just found out this morning that a friend and his family cannot attend. So there are 4 more slots open. If you want on board, you better email me ASAP at hourthetime@hotmail.com if you want to grab one of those slots. You need to email now. They're going to go instantly. We have people who want to attend. And this also, from those of you who do intend on coming, you need to contact me. Tonight is Wednesday, the 7th of June. You need to contact me by the 9th, that's Friday, by broadcast time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on Friday the 9th, 2 evenings from now, that you are intent on coming, or I'm going to just knock you off the list. Because we have too many people who want to attend. We are booked and full. And we can't fit anymore. We are packed. So we need to allow those slots to go to people who are interested. Some of you have not made your arrangements yet, and I'm going to give your slot away. Your payments are due. The schedule's there. The links are there. In fact, it's been on the shopping cart, since last October, in fact. So those of you who've waited all year but spoke for a spot, you need to reaffirm that, yep, you're attending. And you need to start making your payments now. We have a lot of arrangements that need to be made now for October. And that entails tuition being spent on those arrangements. So by this Friday, 2 evenings from now, by broadcast time, if I have not gotten an email from you, your slot is gone. I don't want to hear it later. I don't want to hear any whining or crying. Because you all that are on the list all grabbed slots clear last October in 09. And a lot of you have not followed up with reaffirming those positions in the classroom and all the field activities, which it's 99% in the field this year, as you wanted last year, those attendees that were here last year. So we need to be courteous that those who are making a giant effort to want to learn and catch up and research and secure their freedoms and their family's safety, we need to allow them to attend, not just sit on a slot for someone who's not going to show up. So take heed of that. I'm not kidding around. You better get contact me. All of you. All of you. Now, again, tonight's offer, the Citizens Rule Book, just email me at hourthetime@hotmail.com. And I've had quite a few emails about all the fraudulent and libeled and plagiarized articles going around lately about the oil spill and end times revelations and about the amount of plagiarism going on from people stealing other people's articles and posting them on websites. And yes, it's going on heavily. David Icke's article was stolen immensely and posted with other people's names and credit given to other people. All those people doing that to David, I have no personal ties with him at all, but what's right is right. And you are scumbag derelicts for taking his material and putting your name on it. Okay? That's all you are. But then a lot of people have been contacting me about various biblical phrases and the black oceans and end times revelations and on and on and on. And this kind of falls back in that thing. We talk about all these patriot shucksters, like those of us who've been around for a long time aren't just out here for infotainment and to pimp DVDs over a bullshit bullhorn. Some of us really are in the trenches, doing the fighting, winning the court cases, and have been around. So a lot of this is a replay, and I tell you that often. You see the hucksters, and they're going to go away. And then just like Y2K, then Obama, back. Y2K, then swine flu, and then back. Y2K and the new census. Y2K and 9/11. On and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing a big repeat here. I remember holding in my hands, personally reading literature to the same intent, the same extent, that this was the end times, this giant oil spill during the Exxon Valdez, ladies and gentlemen, and the tumultuous times in the Middle East with the freedom fighters that we were backing in Afghanistan. All of that going on at the same time. And everybody was, right now, this is it. This is the end times. As I said over 6 years ago, right on this broadcast, the next big ones is all of these contrived natural disasters, the Middle East, and 2012 Maya, December 21st, bullshit is going to get used, and people are going to get raped on garden seeds, generators, gas masks that don't work, overpriced food storage, way overpriced coinage, numismatics, junk silver, whatever category, all over again with all of this 2012 and Obama and contrived so-called natural disasters, just like Y2K. And all the anthrax threats, and 9/11, swine flu. It is all a replay, ladies and gentlemen, of a generation ago and two generations ago, a decade ago of 2 decades ago. And unfortunately, so many people who want the infotainment and don't want the solution-oriented programming and programs and hands-on engagements and conferences like Hour of the Time does here, are going to fall victim again and be raped and pillaged by the hucksters, and they're going to disappear with a pocket full of money, just like before. So heed that, ladies and gentlemen. Please, 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 I don't want to see so many of you damaged again. So after this musical break, be prepared to take notes. We're going to hit a bibliography heavy tonight of court cases that you need to be looking up. And I'll give you the court citation, the year, where to find it, that type of thing. So it'll be court name, title proper, 8th U.S. 279 or whatever, 1804, and let you know. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this ties heavily in allodial titles, history of property rights, federal jurisdiction, civil disobedience. All those series tie heavily in with this broadcast series this evening, the start of cooperative federalism. And thank you, Dr. Brown, for all your wonderful help. Ladies and gentlemen, again, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time this evening, Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2010. I probably said June earlier, I don't know. Anyway, I know what month it is. July. Wednesday, July 7th, 2010. Tonight's free special research offer. Our thank you to you for tuning in live and being a studious and part of the solution is the Citizens Rule Book. I have a nice little PDF attachment I will send to you. Now, again, this oil spill, the revelations, I am not a biblical professor. I have read it intensely. I understand it. I pray God all the time, that you out there have safety and you learn and your families are healthy and good. And I pray all the time to have guidance in my deliberations and not let petty jealousies or external affairs interact with important matters that move us forward. So I can't tell you for a documented 100% fact that this oil spill does not tie in with revelations and the end of the world. I just highly Doubt it. Okay? So a lot of you have inquired. I'm not making fun of your inquirers at all. They're important. I'm just saying that is my opinion. I have seen the exact same thing said about the Exxon Valdez, and because everything fit. World War One, everything fit, according to the end time prophecy people. Everything fit in the Civil War. Everything fit under Julius Caesar in Rome. Everything fit under Hitler. Everything fit when the North Sea oil spill happened. Okay? It will be used to usurp more county and state authority by federal agencies, Gestapo-like agencies. That's all the BP oil spill will happen. That's my personal belief, and I base that on historical fact and research. For instance, I have told all of you about how important it is to study GIS data and collecting and the technologies. I mentioned it just a week or so ago on the broadcast. And I told you how the so-called environmental or green movement, the Green Masons, we've studied intently. That's a whole branch. The Green Evangelicals. It's a whole branch. Is the new front for world socialism. And the census, we did a broadcast, I personally did it, at least 4 years ago, on the technologies that were going to be rammed down people's throats to map and chart and subvert all their privacy and to chart everything that they own digitally. And lo and behold, it came about. And everybody freaked out. We didn't know. Yes, you had the warning. Now, just like I told you a couple years ago about this massive gathering, and the census data is going to all be tied into this for a fact. Reference that broadcast I did about 4 years ago on this topic. FEMA is now going all around the country right now using GIS data. I told you need to watch this field. I use it immensely in my research. Changing all, or damn near all, for their own admission, even historically based, flood zone mapping. And what they're doing is they're declaring massive chunks of this country that they don't have any legitimate delegation of authority or jurisdiction over as potential damage and potentially life-threatening and disaster zones based on their new updated, internally contrived and rigged numbers through GIS data and collection. And these flood corridors getting enacted all over the country are now usurping your very fundamental property rights for everything you own and your personal property rights on how you're going to run your business and how you're going to grow your garden, how you're going to pay for your home, how you're going to build on your home and property, how your counties and states are going to run. They are hitting the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota. All those states right there, hard right now. And guess what they're doing? By doing this and mandating this, counties and sheriffs and states that are falling for it and not defending their citizens as they properly should be, like out west is happening on a huge scale, what's happening is people are threatening it, losing all their financing and mortgages. That's right, on their very own property, pre-existing, already done contractual agreements if they don't comply with new FEMA mandates for flood zone mapping via GIS data and collection and study and research. And if they do not pay certain companies incredible amounts of money for flood insurance or even living in a danger zone, as FEMA is dictating it, not just from floods, but other events, you will lose your financing and be foreclosed on. That's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Southern Illinois is getting hit heavy. They actually are thinking that they might have some form of minor economic recovery in that area. And now this is gripping it right out from the bottom of it. And counties and states that don't care about the Constitution or freedom of their citizens and sheriffs are falling for it. That's why we're doing these series as fast as we can on these topics. This new one tonight, starting tonight. Then Posse Comitatus, an in-depth series on that next after this series. Ladies and gentlemen, you better pay a close attention. Again, my warning on the western states out here. Now, we're going to... I had so much new updates because I haven't been on for about a week that it's been difficult. And I try to address a lot of these that I get emailed that I feel will apply or help the whole listening audience. And I wanted you to know about that because I warned you about that GIS and the usurpation of state and county authorities and massive property rights grabs. Remember, property rights is not just real estate. Your very sovereignty and freedoms are based on property rights, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that. And they are coming under full-blown attack. And all of these, just like I said on the broadcast here multiple years ago, is all coming about because they are shooting for their 2010 initiation, then 2012 setting of the capstone timeline, and then a massive change and shift in all society if you sit back and let it happen. And the bulk of you, if you do allow it to happen, will just end up in camps and shot in the head. I hope you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. I won't be with you. Now we're going to take this quick musical break, and I'm going to hit the court cases heavy this evening. So the bibliography up front, because you need to start gathering this now. It's a lot. And then starting into what do all these court cases mean, and what is all this so-called state and county sovereignty? What is a separate, distinct, and foreign to the federal United States and the states of the Union? What does all this mean? Right after this musical break. Ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley, with the hour of the time tonight, the beginning of the whole concept of what is this cooperative federalism? What are the ideas? Thank you to Dr. Brown for helping with this so immensely. Thanks to all those who helped me get all this published and circulated 2-3 years back. Tonight, Wednesday the 7th of July, 2010. Now, I want you to look up some of these federal cases, ladies and gentlemen, our bibliography in front so you can be gathering this whenever you have a free moment to do the research, whether it's on the internet or at your local law library at the county seat. You should be very familiar with all those law libraries in your area, because you should be there a lot. I want you to be looking these up so you'll understand the programming more so as we continue on in this series. American Commissioners Association versus Dowds, 1950, that's the year. 339 U.S., 382. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'll do, just to make your notes easier, I'll repeat that one again, and we'll do each one a couple times, and I'll do title first was what I'll do, the citation and location, and then the year. Let's do that format. That may help you. American Commissioners Association versus Dowds, 339 U.S., 382, year 1950. Buffington versus Day, 78 U.S., 122, year 1871. Buffington versus Day, 78 U.S., 122, year 1871. Caja versus United States, 152 U.S. 211, year 1894. Caja versus United States, 152 U.S. 211, year 1894. Cherokee Nation, the versus the state of Georgia, 30 U.S. 1. Year 1831. Cherokee Nation, comma, the versus the state of Georgia. 30 U.S. 1. Year 1831. Chisholm or Chisholm versus Georgia. 2 Dahl 419. Year 1794. Chisholm versus Georgia. 2 Dahl 419. Year 1794. Cowens versus Virginia. 6 Wheat 264. Year 1821. That's Cowens versus Virginia. 6 Wheat 264. Year 1821. Ellis versus United States. 206 U.S. 246. Year 1907. Ellis versus United States. 206 U.S. 246. Year 1907. Foley Brothers versus Filardo. 336 U.S. 281, year 1949. That's Foley Brothers versus Filardo, 336 U.S. 281, year 1949. Jones versus Timmer, 829 F. Sup. 12-26, or 12-26, year 1993. Jones versus Timmer, 829 F. Sup. 12-26, year 1993. Madden versus Kentucky, 309 U.S. 83, year 1940. Madden versus Kentucky, 309 U.S. 83, year 1940. Mayer and Company of New Orleans versus United States, 35 U.S. 662, year 1836. Mayer and Company of New Orleans versus United States, 35 U.S. 662, year 1836. McCulloch versus the State of Maryland. 17 U.S. 316. Year 1819. McCulloch versus the State of Maryland. 17 U.S. 316. Year 1819. McIlvain versus Cox lessee, as in a lessee, a leasee. 8 U.S. 279. Year 1804. McIlvain versus Cox, lessee. 8 U.S. 279. 18, year 1804. Minor versus Happersett. 88 U.S. 627. Year 1874. Minor versus Happersett. 18 U.S. 627. Year 1874. O'Donohue versus United States. 289 U.S. 516. Year 1933. That's O'Donohue versus United States. 289 U.S. 516. Year 1933. Salonen versus Farley. 82 F. Sup. 25. Year 1949. Salonen versus Farley. 82 F. Sup. 25. Year 1949. State of Wisconsin versus Pelican Insurance Company. 127 U.S. 265, year 1888. That's State of Wisconsin versus Pelican Insurance Company, 127 U.S. 265, year 1888. United States versus Anthony. 24, FedCast, page 829, year 1873. United States versus Anthony, 24, FedCast, page 829, year 1873. United States versus Co., 155, U.S., 76, year 1894. That's United States versus Co., 155 U.S. 76, year 1894. United States versus Perkins, 163 U.S. 625, year 1896. Again, that's United States versus Perkins, 163 U.S. 625, year 1896. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now a brief list there of some of the important federal cases that will be intertwined in this series. Now let's look at some state. Beeland Wholesale Company versus Kaufman, 174 South 516, year 1937. That's Beeland Wholesale Company versus Kaufman, 174. And most people don't, just as an aside here, don't realize that when you're using these terms, oftentimes in court you say South, for instance, on this one. Abbreviation for South is S-O period, oftentimes. And the South is just used as a slang term in debating and court citations verbally. So in your notes, 174, S-O period, 516, in the case of this, year 1937. The next case, Bell versus Anderson. Penn, 17A. as an alpha, 2D647, year 1941. That's Bell versus Anderson, 10-17, A is an alpha, 2D647, year 1941. Cross versus Board of Supervisors of Elections, 221A, 2D431, year 1966. Cross versus Board of Supervisors of Elections, 221A, 2D431, year 1966. Ex parte, Frank Knowles, 5, Cal, 300, Cal is in California, 300, year 1855. Ex parte, Frank Knowles, 5, Cal, 300, year 1855. In re Merriam's estate. And that's in re, two words, as in regard, an abbreviation. In re, two words, Merriam's, like Merriam-Webster, estate. 36, New York, 505. 141, New York, 479. Year 1894. In re, Merriam's estate, 36, New York, 505. 141, New York, 479, year 1894. People versus Kelly. 122, P2D655, year 1942. That is People versus Kelly. 122, P as in Papa, 2D655, year 1942. The People, so People, comma the, versus Nagley. 1, Cal, 234, year 1850. People, comma the, versus Nagley. 1, Cal, California, 234, year 1850. Robinson versus Norado. R.I., like Rhode Island, 43, A as in alpha, 2D as in delta, 467. Year 1945. Robinson versus Norado. R.I., that's Romeo, India. 43, A is an alpha, 2D, 467. Year 1945. Schwartz versus O'Hara Township School District. 100, A is in alpha, 2, D is in delta, 621. Year, 1953. That's Schwartz versus O'Hara Township School District. 100, A is in alpha, 2, D, 621. Year, 1953. Smith versus United States. 1, Wash, Washington. T as in tango, 262. Year, 1869. Again, Smith versus United States. 1, Wash, capital T as in tango, 262. Year 1869. Next is Tashiro versus Jordan. 201 Cal 236. Year 1927. Tashiro versus Jordan. 201 Cal 236. Year 1927. Next, Territory versus Alexander. 11th, Arizona, A-R-I-Z, 172. 89, P, as in Papa, 514. Year, 1907. Again, Territory versus Alexander. 11th, Arizona, 172. 89, P as in Papa, 514. Year, 1907. Next, Van Valkenburg versus Brown. And that first name is two words. Van Valkenburg versus Brown. 43, Cal, 43. Year, 1872. Again, Val Valkenburg versus Brown. 43, Cal, 43. Year, 1872. Now, I want to go into a so-called, a few at least, that you'll need to read and have saved for this broadcast series. Let's go into some of these so-called statutes from the federal level. First off, the Alaska Omnibus Act. The Alaska Omnibus Act. The Federal Voting Assistance Act of 1955. The Federal Voting Assistance Act of 1955. Hawaii Omnibus Act. Again, that's Hawaii Omnibus Act. Now, here's some citations under the United States Code I want you to look up. Title 26, USC. Subsection 4612. A is an alpha, 4. Title 26, USC, subsection 4612, A is an alpha, 4. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, these are in parentheses when you're looking up citations like this in a law library. The A and then the number. So, 4 subsection is the double S stacked on top of each other. 4612, a little A in parentheses, and the next hit a little 4 in parentheses. That's how you're going to see the citation when you go to look it up or online, whatever you choose to do for this structure for United States codes. Now, next is Title 26, USC, subsection 6103, B as in Bravo. Title 26, USC, subsection 6103, B as in Bravo. Title 26, USC, subsection 7441, Tax Court is Article 1 Court. Again, Title 26, USC, subsection 7441. Next is Title 26, USC, subsection 7443. E as an echo. Again, Title 26, USC, subsection 7443, E as an echo. Title 28, USC, subsection 1332, History, Ancillary Laws and Directives. Title 28, USC, subsection 1332. Next, Title 40, USC, subsection 3111 and 3112. That's federal jurisdiction. Title 40 USC, subsection 3111 and 3112. 26 CFR, as in Code of Federal Regulations, Charlie Foxtrot Romeo. It's ironic that Charlie Foxtrot is a nice way of saying something else is really screwed up. 26 CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, that's Charlie Foxtrot Romeo. Subsection 31.3132. E is an echo, dash 1. So again, these in Code of Federal Regulations cite differently. So again, 26 CFR, subsection 31.3132. E is an echo, dash 1. Next is 26 CFR, subsection 31.3402. N as in November, and also CP as in Papa. So again, 26 CFR, subsection 31.3402, N as in November, and also CP as in Papa. Now, directly out of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Also, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. And just in case you don't know, that's direct tax prohibited, and the first one's a seat of government or jurisdiction. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. And that's exclusive representatives of the states. And then Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. And that's treaties ratified by Senate. So again, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. And when you take notes, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can abbreviate legally, and also it's just expedient for you when you're learning on the broadcast. So article would be art, and then 1, as in a Roman numeral 1. Section 8 would be SEC, period 8. And then, of course, commas separating all these. And clause would be CL, in lowercase, CL, Charlie Lima, then a period, then 17, the seat of the government or federal jurisdiction. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. So you could write all these quite easily. Now, also, I want you to look at the Articles of Confederation, and especially don't just skip the whole thing, or the majority of it, but look heavily at Article 1 and 2. Articles of Confederation, Articles 1 and 2. The Balfour Report of 1926. You need to read this, ladies and gentlemen. You need to read it, trust me. Balfour, and that's spelled B-A-L-F-O-U-R. Balfour Report of 1926. Frederick Bastiat's The Law of Utmost Importance, ladies and gentlemen. Frederick Bastiat, and that's B-A-S-T-I-A-T, and the book is The Law, one of the utmost, most important reads, right with the Constitution and Bible as well. Land Act of 1785. Land Act of 1785. The Domestic Mail Manual. And you ought to look at this one too. Department of HHS letter, Vincent Sanudo. Social Security number not required. And also the Taco Bell application and the Taco Bell case. Now, these last cases we need to wrap up in maybe 5 minutes tomorrow evening on broadcast 2 in our series here, our new series on cooperative federalism. Tonight, again, the Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2010. And your host here, Doyle Shamley of the Hour of the Time in Eager, Arizona. I want to thank all of you for listening. I know that was a lot of notes, but you're really better off getting the bibliography in this case done first. Be gathering it now. Be gathering it tomorrow before the broadcast. And be ready.